Namaste and welcome to Vedanta, the River of Wisdom podcast, a podcast that brings to you the ancient flowing tradition of Vedanta, which reveals that you are pure being having a human experience. I'm your guide by the side, Swamini B. Let us flow, you and I, on the banks of the River of Wisdom. As it drizzles here in Mumbai, let me ask you a question. Are you rich? Most of you will say no, not really. Very few will say yes. Then I ask you, why do you say no? And you say, I don't feel rich. Okay, if you were really rich, and let's put a figure to this, say you have a few million dollars, what would that rich life look like? If you were rich, what would you be eating? I'm assuming you would still have 2 to 4 or 6 meals a day. Whether ordering in for home delivery or cooking yourself or appointing someone to cook, you could choose to have Thai, Chinese, Italian, North Indian, South Indian, etc. Well, you are already doing that. If you were rich, what are the kind of clothes you would be wearing? Maybe a few more designer clothes, but definitely something that is pleasing and comfortable to you. Well, you are already doing that. If you were rich, whom would you be relating to? Your family members, some friends and people from your network? Well, you're already doing that. If you were rich, how would you be using the money? You would be spending some money on recurring monthly expenses, maybe buying some property, investing some in equities, and increasing your savings for old age. Well, you are already doing that. If you were rich, how would you be spending your time? Doing the things that you love, spending time with your loved ones, traveling on holiday, doing things that you enjoy. While the scale may be different, you are already doing that. If you were rich, what kind of professional work would you be doing? Maybe having your own business or investing in other businesses. There would still be some strategizing to do, managing people and administrative tasks. You are already doing that. If you were rich, what kind of donations and contributions would you be making? If the causes are really important to you, be it preservation of the Vedic culture, animal rights, or education for the underprivileged, or access to facilities for the differently enabled, you would already be involved with it. If you were rich, where would you live? You would choose to live in a place which has amenities, where you have some access to your support system, some place surrounded by nature, and which has more opportunities for whatever you choose to do. You might have your own house, or you may be paying off the loan. Well, you are already living in such a place. If you were rich, where would you sleep? On some bed, whether in a large room or a small room, whether the soft mattress is supported by a bed studded with precious stones or it is a bare rug. Well, you are already living in such a place. If you were rich, where would you travel? Oh, the world would be your oyster. What you seek from travel: meeting new people, experiencing new cultures, getting away from the daily routine, eating different foods, listening to different music, seeing different places. Well, some of it you are already doing. All of this is still possible locally and nationally, if not internationally, as we're coming out of the pandemic. Can you see that in many ways, you are already rich? If you look at your life, you are definitely richer than the you of 5 years or even 10 years ago. But do you feel rich? If we are richer than earlier, why do we not feel rich? Because we have set up the goalpost to be an ever-moving one. Will there ever be a time when we will finally feel that we have enough? The insecurities of our childhood of not having enough money still continue into our adult world. The sense of lack continues as a hangover and makes us feel inadequate. One only has to see women wearing jewelry worth thousands, haggling over the price of a few potatoes with the vegetable seller before the pandemic. Or some other families who did not want to pay their maids because they could not come to their homes due to the lockdown. And these families live in very affluent neighborhoods. We play the game of what if I don't have enough? And in this game, what if I don't have enough? There are no winners, only one loser. And the loser is me, feeling even more insecure despite being richer. I justify my insecurity by saying, oh, the cost of living has increased, the inflation is skyrocketing, and so on. No one denies that. We have to be honest about how we feed our insecurities and stop doing that. We have to objectively see that we are richer than earlier, which should have actually made us feel more secure. If it has, great. You can continue to build your finances. But if we don't feel financially secure, then we need to question our story, our relationship with wealth, which is rather complicated. We have bought into the story that if and when I am rich one day, things will be different. It was a childhood fantasy, unexamined, and carried forward blindly. As an adult now, we have to ask ourselves a question. What does a rich life for me look like? And answer the question. As we have just seen, our lifestyle is not going to be radically different. What we eat, where we sleep, how we spend our time, how we relate to our loved ones, what we would wear, etc., will be more or less the same. This reveals a very important thing, and that is that you are already living a rich life. I repeat, you are already living a rich life. Sure, you would still want to be richer, and so you're welcome to work for it, but let us not deny that you are already rich. The teaching of Vedanta blesses you with this objectivity. You see what money can do for you and what it cannot. We stop being like the animal that is already in a small oasis with access to some water. But he looks into the distance and spots a big lake. The animal feverishly runs towards it, only to find that it was a mirage. He looks around and spots some other water in the distance. He runs towards it, desperately waiting to quench his thirst. Another mirage. Eventually, he collapses out of exhaustion. More and more riches is a bit like a mirage for us. Once you get there, you find it does not satisfy your thirst. One thing money cannot do for you is to take away your insecurity. That only you can do for yourself. As my beloved Guru Pujya Swami Dayananji brilliantly said, only the insecure need security, and no security is secure enough. Then, how should we evaluate if the wealth we have is enough or not? Let's explore how Sanatana Dharma or Hinduism looks at wealth. The Vedic tradition, which is the foundation of Sanatana Dharma, sees wealth as valid and sacred. Only the concept of wealth is an expanded one. Lakshmi is the goddess of wealth and blesses us with 8 forms of wealth through her 8 manifestations, Ashtalakshmi. These are 1. Adi Lakshmi. Adi Lakshmi is the first Lakshmi, or rather the source of all wealth. She helps us with all wealth, especially spiritual wealth. The necessary qualities that help us discover that I, the Atma, is limitless and has no lack at all. In the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 14, Bhagavan Krishna speaks about Daivi Sampattihi, wealth that is sacred and divine. And these are not gold coins. Some of this Daivi Sampattihi, sacred wealth, are Abhayam, freedom from fear, Satva Shuddhi, purity of mind, Jnana Yogya Vyavasthitihi, steadiness in contemplation, Danam, giving, Yajna, performing fire ritual offerings, Tapas, religious austerities, Shantihi, resolution of the mind, Dhritihi, fortitude, Na Ati Manita, no exaggerated self-opinion. All these qualities are regarded as wealth because 1. They help you see your own abundance. 2. The qualities free you from insecurity. And 3. They bless you with the abilities to handle all situations. Some of these, such as Shama, resolution of the mind, Dama, discipline in the use of external sense organs, Titiksha, forbearance, fortitude, Shraddha, trust in the Guru and the Shastra, are referred to as Shatka Sampattihi, sixfold Sampattihi, meaning wealth. Blessed with these riches, which we nurture through our attention and practice, we can see the truth of what I am, that reality which is Satyam and has no lack. When one dies, one will have to leave behind all the money. But if one has Adi Lakshmi, then you have already found yourself as the basis of all security. 2. Dhanalakshmi is a goddess of money and most desired and worshipped. Much after the barter system, money came to be seen as a collective agreement that society agreed upon. The game of money goes on, where we exchange money for something of value, and we have to see the game for what it is. We can play by the rules and not get sucked into the game. 3. Dhanya Lakshmi. Dhanya Lakshmi is the goddess of agricultural wealth, the wealth of good food rich in nutrients, who blesses with whatever is necessary for the nourishment of all beings. The birds get their fruits and worms. The predators prey on grazing animals in grasslands. The plants get their nutrients from the soil, and their ability to make food due to sunlight and water is present. Human beings are spoiled for choice. Different beings require different kinds of food, and all are provided for beautifully. 4. Santana Lakshmi. She is a goddess who bestows all beings with fertility and hence children. The presence of children in our lives, particularly our own, fills us with a sense of abundance and completeness like very few things can. We can pass on our family traditions and values of dharma to our children, and they carry forward the richness of our learning. 5. Dhairya Lakshmi. Dhairya is courage. So, Dhairya Lakshmi is the goddess who bestows courage and valor to overcome difficulties. Imagine, if a warrior has all the resources to fight something but lacks the courage, all the wealth and his entire army is of no use. 6. Vijaya Lakshmi. Vijaya is victory. So, Vijaya Lakshmi is the goddess who bestows victory in our different pursuits. Imagine if you had a lot of money, but any venture you began ended in a loss. You would feel poor despite your riches. 7. Vidya Lakshmi. Vidya Lakshmi is the goddess of knowledge, the only knowledge that grows when you share it. All other wealth is depleted when you give it away, except for knowledge. She blesses you with whatever knowledge you have that helps you solve problems for the world, create innovation to improve the lives of others, and also how to sensibly use our resources. If we had money but did not know how to use it, it's likely it would end up in a spiral of drugs and other indulgences that would eventually take our lives. 8. Rajyalakshmi. She's a goddess of power who bestows a person with kingly or queenly powers, meaning the position of authority which helps us create systemic change, the power that leaders hold. You could have a lot of money, but no power to effect change, which could be frustrating. So Ashtalakshmi is really Adi Lakshmi, Dhana Lakshmi, Dhanya Lakshmi, Santana Lakshmi, Dhairya Lakshmi, Vijaya Lakshmi, Vidya Lakshmi, and Rajya Lakshmi. In hearing this, our understanding of wealth has expanded. We can seek Lakshmi's grace if we need some of her other manifestations that we don't already have. The knowledge of Ashtalakshmi also reminds us of the huge wealth that we already have. So the next time you think about your wealth status and lament that you don't have enough, I hope that this learning from the Vedic tradition will remind you of how abundant you and your life really are. Our lives become abundant when we realize the blessings that we already have. You're already living the rich life, and your wealth status is no more complicated. You matter. Your life matters. What you do with your life matters. Thank you for listening. If you found this episode helpful and offering insight, I do hope you will consider sharing it with your family, friends, and on social media. If you'd like more happiness, more wisdom, and more freedom popping into your inbox, then you have to subscribe to our monthly newsletter, Arshavidya Bharati. The link to subscribe is given in the description of this episode. And if you have a question or a request for me, please write to me at swaminiji@discoveratma.com. That's swaminiji at discoveratma.com. As always, thanks for listening, and we will meet next week.